Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, the longer you coach to games like last Saturday, linger longer, or have you learned to get over them a little quicker?
I'm a pretty resilient guy, and I usually can get over losses pretty good, but that one stung. That stung for a couple days, Schultze, especially, again, when you give up a lead going into the third period. We had that game in hand, and we let it slip away, and that one hurt because it was three important points. Now, I had to move on after our meeting on Monday, but it took a couple days, and it doesn't sit with you that long.
Charlie Combs had a great night last Friday. A lot of times, especially in basketball, you'll see a guy will go off and have a whole bunch of points one night, and the next night can't seem to throw it in the ocean and tries too hard and takes bad shots and that kind of stuff. Is that an issue in hockey at all?
I don't know. I think hockey is so predicated on you got to be a little puck lucky, but you know, I think you have to be in the right spots. You have to be in the right spots. One thing with basketball, you can score inside and you can score outside. It's hard to score outside in hockey. You got to get inside, and Charlie has that ability of getting inside.
Have you sensed a lingering effect of last Saturday in practice this week, or have the guys moved on?
Who knows? I mean, I'm sure they've moved on. You have to move on. But, you know, to sit there and say it's not in the back of your mind. It probably is. It is. But I think what has to happen is needed just a hard-fought victory, and then that obviously squelches everything.
Have you gotten any healthier this week?
No, we got the same group that we had last weekend, so we knew that.
Brady's healthy?
Yeah, he was sick. He was sick last Saturday. He just had the flu, but Adam's playing tonight.
Ian Jenko played forward last Saturday because he were so short there. First time he said he's played forward since either Pee-wees or maybe even Squirts. What can a coaching staff do to help a guy, prepare a guy to just be comfortable in that kind of situation?
Honestly, we didn't say much. I think the biggest thing is he's got to work hard. Just worry about playing north-south, manage the puck, be physical. And I think if you do those things, you'll be just fine.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return. Pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Anchorage has been in town most of the week. They played in Mankato last week. Every time I think about how rough travel is for the Beavers, I got to remind myself of what it's like for those guys and for Fairbanks. Are there any WCHA rules to limit the number of times they're down here for 2 weeks?
Yeah, we do. We do, and I don't know exactly all the rules, but there are rules because if you let them consistently go back to back, they would really have a weird ratio of home versus away, and I think you have to watch out for that. And then obviously what it does, it affects the teams going up there. So I don't know if they can go back-to-back once the first semester and once the second semester, or just once total. I don't know, Schultz. It's one or the other, though.
Is there some fluctuation as far as how many guys they can bring with on a two-week trip like this?
Yeah, they have roster expansion. When there's a back-to-back series, Schultze, they have roster expansion. And we have roster expansion as well when we go back-to-back.
They made an adjustment to the start time on the Saturday game when we were up there. You've done it here for this weekend. Again, reminder fans, 5:07 tomorrow night. When you go to Bowling Green here after the New Year's, you're playing on a Thursday, Friday. How receptive are other coaches and other athletic departments for accommodating teams when you ask for something like that?
Well, I think, again, if you're not asking for the world, I think they're very accommodating. And I think that the reason Bowling Green agreed on the Thursday, Friday, they're on break. And you know, I remember Chris Bergeron saying, we're going to draw the same Thursday and Friday as we would Friday and Saturday without students, so why not? And I don't think he minded playing Thursday and Friday. And as far as Anchorage, we didn't really, as much as I'd like to sit there and say we accommodated Anchorage, we really didn't. They're leaving at like 8, 9, 10 in the morning anyway out of the cities tomorrow, so it didn't matter for them. It was just, we're experimenting right now, Schultze, with some 5 o'clock games, and it just happens to be that Anchorage this weekend in Fairbanks, you know, the second weekend of January, they're both teams from Alaska, but that wasn't even the rationale. It was just, we felt those were some pretty good times to experiment and see if we can get more families and just kind of see again what we can do by having an earlier start time, because so many teams are going to 6 o'clock and 5 o'clock Saturday games. So we just want to experiment with it.
The finals have started. Ian Jenko earlier this week during media day made an interesting point. He said that being here at the Sanford Center is perfect. That, to use the term, he said, we can check everything at the door when we come here, and when we're here, we work, and we think about school again when we leave. I mean, you've been on campus, you've been off campus. Have you noticed a difference in the guys during finals week?
Nope, I've never thought of it, to be honest with you. I think what Ian probably says, maybe he meant just being off campus, or did he just mean going to the rink? Once you go to the rink, you can just worry about hockey. And that's kind of how I look at things, Schultze. And again, once you're here, your total focus is obviously from the hockey side of things.
You've got such a young group. how have they responded here during finals?
I don't know. Again, those are questions you don't ask. I don't ask them, and we just go business as usual. We just go business as usual, and I think it's all part of their own growth right there. And they've got to obviously juggle a lot of different things. But again, they're older kids too. I mean, these freshmen are 21-year-old freshmen, 20-year-old freshmen. They're not your typical freshman right out of high school.
Second series that you're playing Anchorage, have you noticed them doing anything differently than when you were up there about 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, their penalty kill's different. I mean, they're doing more of a diamond versus, establishing the dot lane. I think they're a little harder forechecking team. I think they're because that's one thing they have is pretty good pace, and they're a little bit more harder on the forecheck. Other than that, not too much.
Best of luck.
All right, thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.